This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Airstrikes battered Sudan's capital on Saturday as fighting entered a fourth week, only hours before the warring parties are to meet in Saudi Arabia for their first direct talks. The fighting has seen warplanes bomb targets in Khartoum and the two rival generals' forces engage in intense street battles in the city of 5 million inhabitants. Multiple truces have been reached, but none has been respected. U.S. President Joe Biden is dispatching one of his top advisors to Saudi Arabia to meet with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the de facto leader of the oil-rich kingdom. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said he will travel to Saudi Arabia Saturday for talks with Saudi officials and will also meet with his counterparts from the United Arab Emirates and India during his visit. King Charles III and Queen Camilla walked onto the balcony to cheers after they were crowned at Westminster Abbey Saturday in the biggest ceremonial event for 7 decades. A flyover by military jets to celebrate the coronation had to be scaled back due to weather conditions, the spokesperson for the Ministry of Defense said on Saturday. With low clouds and rain over Buckingham Palace, the flyover featured 10 planes trailing blue, white, and red contrails and a handful of helicopters instead of the scheduled 60 aircraft. The monarch traveled to the Abbey from Buckingham Palace in a gilt-trimmed, horse-drawn carriage, the final mile of a 7-decade journey from heir to monarch. Police arrested the leader of the anti-monarchy group Republic hours before the coronation, taken away from a few hundred protesters who'd been gathered among the crowds lining the procession route in central London. They spent most of the service booing or singing songs such as "He is just a normal man." This is VOA News. The world watches as U.S. House and Senate leaders continue to spar over raising the country's debt limit. U.S. President Joe Biden on the situation.
MAGA Republicans in Congress are threatening to undo all this progress by letting us, quote, default on the debt unless we agree to their demands. The two are totally unrelated. Whether you pay the debt or not doesn't have a damn thing to do with what your budget is.
Bells ring and many mourn as funerals are being held in Serbia on Saturday for some of the victims of two mass shootings that happened in just 2 days this week, leaving 17 people dead and 21 wounded, many of them children. The shootings on Wednesday in a school in Belgrade and on Thursday in a rural area south of the capital city have left the nation stunned with grief and disbelief. Though Serbia is awash with weapons and no stranger to crisis situations following the wars of the 1990s, a school shooting like the one on Wednesday has never happened before. The most recent previous mass shooting was in 2013 when a war veteran killed 13 people. Palestinian Health Ministry says Israeli forces have shot dead two Palestinians during a military raid in the occupied West Bank. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A local armed group says the pair were militants. Saturday's deadly raid in a refugee camp near the city of Tokarim was the latest in Israeli-Palestinian violence that has all but surged since last year. Palestinians said the two dead were 22 years old and are members of a local armed group. The Israeli military said that they were suspected of carrying out a shooting attack at a nearby Israeli settlement earlier this week. The deaths raised to 104, the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli forces in the West Bank and East Jerusalem since the start of 2023. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A man convicted for his role in the Capitol riot received the longest sentence imposed so far, the AP said. Donahue reports.
Peter Schwartz from Kentucky attacked police officers with a wooden tire knocker, a super soaker canister of pepper spray, and a chair, and stormed the Capitol with his then wife. He was sentenced to 14 years in prison. Prosecutors wanted a 24-year sentence. The previous longest sentence, 10 years, went to a retired New York police officer who assaulted a police officer outside the Capitol. Schwartz was on probation on the day of the riot. The judge said Schwartz is not a political prisoner, but a soldier against democracy. Schwartz told the judge he sincerely regrets the damage he did at the Capitol, but the judge said he didn't believe him, noting his lack of remorse.
Diane Roberts, VOA News.